The book of Exodus and chapter 40. Now we actually conclude the book of Exodus today. It's been a long journey, but do you remember the children of Israel had a longer journey, 40 years. I don't think we'll be 40 years on the book of Exodus. But it's a fascinating book, the book of Exodus. It's the book of redemption. And that's what you have to remember when you are reading it. Now we come to our final study on the tabernacle. Chapters 25 to 31, they tell us about the design of the tabernacle. And of course we all remember, it is the Lord who designed the tabernacle. Every little detail, every piece of furniture, every curtain, every covering has some great spiritual lesson to teach us. You remember the great verse, Exodus 25, verse 40, and the writer to the Hebrews repeats it in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 5, where it says, "See that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount." So everything that the Lord told Moses to make, it had to be done according to the pattern that God had given. Now, when we come to chapters 36 to 40, it's about the construction of the tabernacle. And you will find, perhaps you noticed them as we read chapter 40, in those last four chapters, about 20 times, you will find that Moses, he did this phrase, "as the Lord commanded Moses." And of course, Moses obeyed completely the pattern that God had given him. And that's a very important principle when it comes to worship. Now, those who are more technically minded will know this. There's a regulative principle when it comes to worship. In other words, when we come to worship, we just don't do our own thing. We follow the principles that are laid down in the Bible. Just like Moses followed all those things which the Lord had commanded him to make according to the pattern, so do we as Christians. Before we start thinking, "Oh, that's a good idea," or "in my opinion," we say, "Well, what has the Lord commanded when it comes to worship?" And that's what he did for the people of old. And when we get into Leviticus, you'll see that with the sacrifices and the various other things, the Lord had told them precisely how they should worship. And that's of great importance. Now, when we come to these final chapters, verse 32 of chapter 39 says this. It says, "Thus all the work of the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation finished." Then if you look at chapter 40 and verse 33, it says right at the end of verse 33, "So Moses finished all the work." So the tabernacle, the work was finished. The work was complete. It's a great word, finished, isn't it? But remember what the tabernacle was all pointing towards. It was all pointing towards the Lord Jesus Christ coming into this world, who had a great work to do. And there on the cross of Calvary, some of his final words were, "It is finished." Far greater work than the tabernacle. The great plan, the work of redemption, was complete. It is finished. And when we study the tabernacle, that's what you have to remember. It's all a prophecy, if you like. It's all a picture pointing forward to the Lord Jesus Christ coming into this world. It is finished. The work, the greater work than the tabernacle of the Lord Jesus Christ coming into the world and dying for our sins to take his people to glory, is a far greater work. So the work of the construction is finished. If you look at chapter 40 and verse 17, it tells us, and it came to pass in the first month, in the second year. So for a year, they've been coming out of Egypt, across the Red Sea, to Mount Sinai, and Moses had been with the Lord in the mount. Now we're in the second year of their journeying. The second year, on the first day of the month, the tabernacle was reared up. Now that's of great importance, but there's something of greater importance, and it's found in verses, chapter 40 again, verses 34 and 35. Directly the tabernacle was reared up, everything was in place, it says this, then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Verse 35, and Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation because of the cloud above it. And the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. The Lord had come and taken up residence in this tabernacle. The presence of the Lord was there. And if you look at verse 38, everyone knew that his presence was there because of the cloud during the day and the fire above the tent of the tabernacle by night. And everyone knew that the Lord was present. And when that cloud lifted off the tabernacle, they knew they were going to take it all down and they'd be on their journeys. When the cloud stopped, they'd put the tabernacle up again and the cloud would rest upon the tabernacle, and they knew that they were staying there for a little while until this cloud started moving again. So it's a wonderful picture of guidance. I think William Williams got it right, but that's our last hymn. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. Notice what it says. Let the fiery cloudy pillar lead me all my journey through. So everyone would know about guidance. All they'd got to do was watch the cloud, watch the fire. Directly that moved off the tabernacle, they knew they were moving on their journey. Now, I'm going to have for my text this little thought, chapter 40, verse 34, repeated in verse 35. The glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. All right, the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And my title is this, The Glories of Christ. The Glories of Christ. Remember, the presence of the Lord came upon that tabernacle. Now someone will be saying, how can God, who is infinite, who is omnipresent everywhere, how can he live in a little tent? Amazing, how can he do that? Well, I'm going to tell you something more amazing, shall I? Colossians chapter 2 and verse 9. For in him dwelleth, that's speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. That little tent, that can't hold God. Ah!